so gorgeous, what is the daily practice that can make you a millionaire? Now, I know it seems like we've got a real focus on money on this course, but not necessarily. You don't have to be a millionaire, but this daily practice will really allow you to manifest anything in your life. But if I say millionaire and it triggers something in you, well, it gives you information to declutter and to get rid of, because most of us would like more money and more abundance in our lives, and there is nothing wrong with making money. So if millionaire triggers you, just swap it out for the goal that's most important to you right now. So it could be the daily practice that could make you a success in business. It could be the daily practice that makes you healthier. It could be the daily practice that means you can manifest your ideal mate to you, you know, your soulmate. So that's the question I want you to ask yourself. What is the daily practice that can get you anything that you want? Well, I don't think you're going to be surprised to hear that it's writing down your goals. And I've heard this from so many different personal development gurus all the time. Brian Tracy says there's magic between the pen and the paper. Other people say that writing down your goals by hand almost writes them into existence. And that's exactly how I imagine things when I'm writing down my goals. With a pen in your own handwriting is the key. Typing it on the computer is not the same. And I think it's not as powerful because we actually spend so much time on the computer for work and play and Facebook and all that kind of stuff that it doesn't quite have the same power to it. So it's not going to hurt if you do that, if you just do it on the computer, that's fine. But imagine what would happen if you added in a daily practice of writing down your goals as well. Because every time I do it, I imagine that I'm literally creating magic. Like I'm writing something on a magic scroll or I've got a magic pen and literally I'm writing it into existence, just like a magic book. So if you've seen Inkheart, the Brendan Fraser movie, he has got this ability to read a story out loud and it comes true right there in the moment. It's a really cool movie, actually. It's a kid's movie, but it's actually a perfect example of how the law of attraction works, because as the Brendan Fraser character speaks out a fairy tale, it instantly starts to happen. Things start to fall from the sky. People start to appear from nowhere and act out his words. And if we imagine that that's what happens when you write down your goals, really amazing things start to happen. So trust me, writing it down in your own handwriting is so important. Now, I have to make a confession here. I don't always remember to do it every single day, but it really doesn't matter. If you set an intention that every time you write your goals down, unseen forces are going to start to help you manifest your ideal life, then you are going to be more and more motivated to do it more often. So if it's going to take, say, 20 times for you to write down your goal before it manifests, do you want to do it once a year on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day and have it take 20 years to manifest? Or do it once a week and it takes, 4 years to manifest? Or do you want to do it every day and it takes 20 days to manifest? It's really up to you. And when you think of it that way, you have the choice. And you can take responsibility for how quickly you manifest goals in your life. So really, remember I said in step one about decluttering, the biggest exercise you need to remember from that is forgiveness. Forgiveness will make such a difference. And now in step two, in deciding what you want, really the best thing that you can remember from this is just to write down your goals. Obviously, I've got many other exercises for you and there are subtleties involved, but if all you remember is I will write down my goals, and it could take you 20 times, 50 times, 100 times until that goal manifests. And unfortunately, I wish I could tell you the number, but we don't know the number. So, you know, you may as well just do it as many times as you can. As I said, I would love to say I do it daily. And sometimes I go through a process and a period of writing things down and things just happen so quickly. Remember, it's like going to the gym. The more you do it, the better you become of it. And I've noticed that when I don't write my goals down, my life starts to feel a bit random. Like it starts to feel like things are hard. And also when good things manifest, they are completely random. So goals just won't flow as easy. So you might think, why is Denise banging on about this? I get it, Denise. Stop talking about it. Look, that's cool. So that is the daily practice to get you anything you want, writing down your goals. I might not talk about it too many more times, maybe another 10 or 20. But I love that quote, which I share a million times, which is the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is that the millionaire writes her goals down once a day and the billionaire writes hers down twice. Really, you can't do it enough. I actually just like to have my journal, and when I get up, sometimes I just write, oh, what are my goals for the day? And I just doodle down a few things. Or maybe when I'm on the phone, I'll doodle down my goals. So just think every time you're on hold, write down your goals. What things do you want to play for this week, this month, this year? Imagine what would happen if you wrote down your goals every day for the next 3 days. And then imagine what happened if you had your daily intention every single day for 30 days. And then imagine what would happen if you became a champion goal setter every single day for a year. Well, I know what would happen. Amazing things would happen. Things would start to manifest out of the blue. The universe would create some amazing synchronicities. And you know what we're going to do today together? We're going to start by seeing exactly where you are now, and then we'll get some real clarity on what it is that you want to manifest. Because some people say, that's great, Denise, I believe you, I'll write down my goals, but I actually don't know what I want. Don't worry, we'll get through these exercises together, and by the end of it, you are going to really have amazing clarity on what it is that you want. And the universe loves clarity. So let's start on the first exercise, and we'll check out exactly where you are right now.